I'd like to read one scripture. It's a very well-known one. You'll find it in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. It's about Jesus meeting Zacchaeus. And in my Bible, it's page 1253. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. And he, that is Jesus, entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man by name called Zacchaeus. And he was chief tax gatherer. And he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. And he could not for the crowd, because he was little in stature. And running on before, he got up into a sycamore, that he might see him. For he was going to pass that way. And when he came up to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must remain in thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him with joy. And all murmured when they saw it, saying, he is turned in to lodge with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I return him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, inasmuch as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, or that which is lost. Gospel is all about Jesus, a saviour of sinners, a saviour for you and me. The good news is in the gospel is that you can know Jesus as your saviour and have a joy of an eternal hope. Reminded last week that the believer in Jesus has a living hope. And we were reminded the day that the Lord went into death and came out and he's living. Once died for you and me, but is living and is in heaven, at God's right hand in heaven, a saviour available. We read about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had heard of Jesus. I wonder if everyone here has heard of Jesus. He had heard of his fame. He'd heard of his words of grace. He'd heard of his works of power, how good he was. Heard of his love, one who came so near. The beginning of Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, it says, all the tax gatherers and sinners were coming near to him to hear him. He was telling young and old about God's love. Zacchaeus had heard about him, heard about his fame, and wanted to meet him. And tonight, Jesus wants to meet you. He wanted to meet Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus knew he was passing by. So what does he do? Well, there was quite a crowd waiting to see Jesus, and he had to see him. So he climbed up a sycamore tree. It's one of these trees, like Norman has preached many times in the past on Zacchaeus. And sycamore is a very, very good tree to climb. You can get a very good view when you get up a sycamore tree. I suppose the young boys might know about that. If you climb up a tree, you get a good view of what's below. Zacchaeus did this to see Jesus. He knew Jesus was coming this way. So Jesus did come this way. And he saw Zacchaeus. There was a great crowd, but he had his eye on Zacchaeus. He knew all about Zacchaeus. He knew, even knew his name. Because where we read, he calls out his name, Zacchaeus. So he climbs up. Zacchaeus climbed up the tree and says, Jesus looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus. No young one tonight, the old ones, Jesus knows our names. He knows that Zach's name and he knows Matthew's name. He knows all our names. And he wants to bless us. He wanted to bless Zacchaeus. That's why he came near. Who was Jesus? God himself, God manifest in flesh. He came so near to tell us about God's love and to die for us at Calvary. We spoke about the cross. He went there to redeem us, to bring us back to God. He went to die for us, to shed his precious blood, so that our sins that separate us from God might be washed away, and that we might have peace, and that we might be brought back to God and know his love, all its fullness, without any hindrance. God wants us near. we were at a distance from God because of our sins. But you know this wonderful thing? Jesus came into this world to tell us about a God who loves us. So he called Zacchaeus, knew all about him. He wanted to meet Zacchaeus. And the good thing was that Zacchaeus wanted to meet Jesus. That's why he went up that tree. He wanted to see him, who he was. Who is he? Ah, we've already sung it today. Who is Jesus? Savior God. A Savior God comes so near. And what does he say to Zacchaeus? He says, make haste and come down off that tree. He says, I want to remain in your house. And he did. He went to Zacchaeus' house. Well, tonight, although we can't see Jesus, he can come into your heart. If you open your heart's door, ask him in, he'll come in. He wants to remain in your heart. So he went to Zacchaeus' house. And it says he received him with joy. If we open our hearts to Jesus and trust him and believe on him, we can know this happiness as well. Receive him with joy. And it says all murmured about Zacchaeus. Ah, but you see, Zacchaeus was a very rich man. Tax gatherers it wasn't a very good job to have. People don't like people, tax collectors take money away from you. And I suppose he wasn't liked. Well, he's probably a very sinful man. But Jesus knew about him. And he says to Jesus, not to the men, he says, if I have taken anything wrongful, I'll pay it back. And more than that, four times. Jesus knew all about that. This man's life was changed. And it says, Jesus says, salvation has come to this house. That was a good witness to those that didn't like Zacchaeus, thought he was a sinful man. They maybe didn't realize they were sinful either, but Zacchaeus did. Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house, because salvation is in none other. It's in Jesus. Zacchaeus met Jesus. Jesus met Zacchaeus. The sinner met the Savior. It was the Savior who met the sinner. And he says, he's a son of Abraham. I wonder if the young one knows what it said of Abraham. There's one thing, one of the things it said of Abraham, and this is why he's called the son of Abraham, is because he believed God. God counted that as righteous. It was the right thing to do. He believed God. And Zacchaeus is classed here as a son of Abraham, one who believed God. Well, you can believe on Jesus tonight. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house. It's a wonderful message to you and to me and to all in this world tonight to come to know Jesus. He's the only Savior. Salvation is in none other. Zacchaeus found him. Have you found Jesus tonight? What a Savior. He's worthy of your trust. What joy there was in Zacchaeus' heart. He wanted to see Jesus, who he was, and he found him. He found him as his Savior. You know this? Jesus is a Savior of the world, a Savior of sinners, Savior for you and me. By trusting Jesus, you can know what it is to have wonderful peace. Love that has settled every matter. At Calvary's cross, when Jesus gave himself a spotless victim, he died in our place. Yes, he gave himself a ransom for all, for you and me. Gave himself, died for us, that we might be brought back to God. And Zacchaeus knew that salvation because he trusted Jesus. Received him with joy. Well, this is why the Gospels preach. We preach the fame of Jesus, the wondrous story of his love. The mighty God, a man become, came so near to reach your heart and mine. And that's what God wants. He wants our hearts. Jesus came to tell us God loves us. How much has God loved us? Well, I suppose even the young ones will remember this verse the most well-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. That is, God loved you, so loved you and me, so loved us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish but have eternal life. It's important to believe on Jesus. Abraham did, he believed God. Zacchaeus did. Salvation came to his house, and you can believe tonight. We say to you tonight, he's worthy of your trust. A saviour of sinners. He'll be with you. Once you trust him, he'll never leave you or nor forsake you. He's one who's coming back. You don't see him yet. We see him by faith. We're told the story, the true story, that he's in heaven. Why is he in heaven? Well, God has been well pleased with Jesus. Set him on high. But he's coming back. You know he's coming back? He's coming back for those who trust him. All those who put their faith in him. To take us to be with himself. What a different day that will be. Ushering in the eternal day. The eternal day when there'll be no more night. Bodies of believers will be changed into glorious bodies. The bodies that we're in are failing bodies, and we need a lot of sleep. Sometimes we can't help sleeping. Even Zach was so tired he had to fall asleep. But we're all like that. We get very tired. But the bodies of glory, there'll be none of that. Bodies like Jesus. It will be a different day. We'll be with Jesus in God's presence, enjoying his love eternally. I wonder what will happen in heaven. I wonder what will happen. The first hymn gives us an intimation of what's going to happen in heaven. It will be glory, glory, glory to Jesus who died in Calvary for us. Well, we can start that wonderful song. There's a Saviour available for you. He came near to meet the Zacchaeus and many, many others on this earth, but he had to go to Calvary and die and rise again. And he's speaking tonight and he's meeting many tonight, and he wants to meet you just like he met Zacchaeus, and he wants you to receive him with joy. But he's soon coming back. He's in the glory of God, but he's coming back to take us back to that place he's prepared, where we'll be ever with him. What a saviour. So he wants tonight, he wants it to remain in your heart, just as he wanted to remain that day in Zacchaeus' house. He wants to remain in our hearts. The way to it is by opening your heart and trusting him and receiving with joy. May you do so for his name's sake.